Jesus climbed a mountain, and he brought his friends with him, three friends, Peter and James and John. They set out, and they left behind the town, and they left behind the villages and the farms, and they left behind the crowds and the dust and the noise. And up the rough trail they went, higher and higher, until pretty soon it seemed like they had left the world altogether. And I certainly hope, the Bible doesn't say this, but I certainly hope that they were carrying water and maybe some snacks with them, because otherwise it seems to me like it would have been a really long, rough hike. But eventually they got to the top of the mountain, and it might have been that James and Peter and John thought, this will be a nice place to rest and admire the view. But they were very surprised by what actually happened there at the top of the mountain. They turned around to look at Jesus, and he was standing a little distance from them. And they saw that he was standing in the most amazing beam of light that they had ever seen, just coming right down onto him. And was making his clothes glow like starlight, and his face and his hands were also shining. And as they looked at him in that brilliant light, it looked to them like there were two more people standing there with him. And they recognized these people from all the stories that they had heard about them. One was Moses, who had led the people from slavery into freedom and had given God's law so the people would know how to live. And the other one was Elijah, who was so close to God, such a special prophet and spokesperson for God, that when he died, he didn't actually die. He just got carried to heaven in a flaming chariot. And so they were dumbfounded to see Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah, partially because these two great leaders in faith had been dead for a really long time. And they thought, they were sort of confused, and they thought, well, we've got to do something to honor the presence of these special and amazing people. So they said, here, Jesus, it's a good thing we're here. We're going to build a little shelter for each of you. We'll build one for you, Jesus, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But before any response was made to that offer, or before they could look around and start seeing what they would build these shelters out of, something completely different happened, and that was that suddenly the whole mountaintop was covered with this bank of fog. It was like they were suddenly inside a cloud. It was all misty and gray and gloomy, and they couldn't see anything. And now they were hearing a voice, and the voice said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Well, they blinked in astonishment, and suddenly everything was back to normal. Bright light was gone. The cloud was gone. There was Jesus all by himself standing there on the mountain. And as they went down from the top of the mountain, heading back to the people and the villages and the towns, Jesus said, "I think it would probably be best if you don't tell anybody about what happened there on the mountain, at least not right away. The day will come later when it's the right thing to talk about, but for now, we're just going to hold it in our hearts." And so that's what they did. They didn't talk about it right away, but they remembered vividly what happened that day. And it taught them what a special connection Jesus had with God. And it helped them later when sad things happened and things that were hard to understand happened. So we're going to join hands. We need you to scooch a little closer, Christian. And we'll say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Gracious God, we never know when the bright light is going to shine and we're going to see or understand something important. We never know when we're going to be encased in fog and not be able to see anything, and yet perhaps be led by your voice. But we know always, no matter what, we can always listen to Jesus and gain guidance from him. And so we give thanks in Jesus' name this day. Amen.